Breathe back in. In through your nose, long and deep, and then exhale. And now, what you want to be doing is, as you inhale through the nose, feel your diaphragm expanding, and then feel the expansion move to your chest, and then eventually to your head, to your mind space, and then exhale. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Relax any sensations that you feel in the body throughout. Just feel them. Oh, that's a sensation. It's here. That's it. Let it be. And breathe in through your nose. Now through your mouth. Feel the present moment. You're nowhere else but here. Right now. Where else could you be? So simple. Diaphragm, chest, head. All the problems, all the stresses of modern day life, just let them float away like the wind. Where is your nose? Touch your nose. Show me where your nose is. Is the problem in your nose? It's not in your nose. Where is your chin? Touch your chin. Let me see where your chin is. Is the problem in your chin? Of course it's not. The problem doesn't exist. How could there be a problem when you're here and now? Okay. This is the audio development journal, number 20-something. BTCGZ, up in this peasy. Just wanted to do a, you know, quick meditation practice because it helps and seems it's particularly essential for a few in the audience, right, my particular audience, a bunch of these actualies, right? And no offense should be taken, right? Certainly not intended. I am it actually. You know, I am one of you. So, don't try and bullshit a bullshitter, as they say, right? And you know, actually, as it turns out, rule the world. So you know, take pride in your type, and. Because who are the best at managing problems, and it's why you tend to see a lot of actualies in the computer science and coding and cryptography space, because we have such incredible attention to detail, and it's really impressive, and it's an incredible asset that should be appreciated. But nonetheless, like anything else in life, it could be if not, if awareness, proper awareness is not had, could be used against you. So the best people in the world at managing problems are those who possess this incredible asset of being able to pay excruciating attention to detail and think about things on such a granular level, yet can still manage the bigger picture simultaneously and prioritize, right? That's the key word. You want to be able to manage the more important things, and then when the time is right, you can always zoom in and have that ability, because most people don't even have that ability. So truly is an asset. So they, if they need to rework the details of something or work a problem at such a granular level, they don't even have that ability. So again, be proud you have it, but try to manage this actually type we have, because then you can rule the world. So, like everything else, balance is the key, of course. Now, today we're going to talk about a few things. We're going to talk about dime design decisions, right? Alliteration aside. Or dime directory design decisions, right? Isn't it beautiful how the universe produces these clever word plays? And I think, given time permits, right, we'll probably do a few clarifications as with regard to our last one on the colored clout approach and thinking differently in that regard, and clarifying what we meant with a few of those proposals. So, we recently spoke about how there are really four types of dimes. There's your traditional dime, which is a specific TSN reference within the dimes directory. TSN references use 3 out of 3 signing, i.e. there's a digital signature, which is produced using a valid account, meaning it's on a valid server, block publishing server, or any other valid account. And number 3, it is referenced in your block. And so that's what a TSN reference is. That's the first type of dime, is just a traditional dime. Then there's a redime with the comment, which is when you reference another TSN. When I say reference, what I mean is you're including the signature of something else within your message. That's really what I mean. And so a redime with the comment is when you are referencing a TSN reference within your message and you're providing another comment. It's sort of like a retweet with a comment or anything else on name, short statement, platform, fill in the blank, right? So you got your dimes and you got your redimes with a comment, which are pretty straightforward. And then we spoke about this concept of thread channels in the last one, which we'll delve deeper into. But thread channels allow us to more efficiently recreate this concept of replies. So with thread channels, we get dime replies, right? Which are like, you know, replies to a certain tweet. And we spoke about how conceptually replies to a certain tweet or retweeting with the comment fundamentally are the same thing you are referring to, for lack of a better word, a specifically identifiable tweet, but it's only, the only difference is it's displayed differently. For a retweet with a comment, it's presented above the specifically identifiable tweet, and for a reply, it's presented below. Now, we also spoke about functional ping proofs, which is this idea that everything in social media is, at its core, an identity who is doing a certain function and saying this identity... Sorry, a little friend's barking here. Dog's like barking at a bird in the tree. It's kind of funny. So, basically, a functional ping proof is this idea that you can recreate anything with centralized traditional social media by signing a certain type of message which says a function like redime, follow, mention, anything. Well, we can get into that discrepancy later, but the idea is if I just sign a message saying like to a certain signature of another dime and present that on my own dime line and ping the likee, so to speak, with this proof, they can create a tally of everyone who's doing this and create their own tallies of likes within their specifically identifiable dime. And so, in addition to this functional ping proof in the scenario of a like that's sent to the likee for tallying all likes and presenting these proofs only on his server, because why would it need to be on the like initiator's server? The like initiator also presents it on their own dime line in a subcategory, so to speak, of likes, sort of like traditional social media. Similarly, with the redime functional ping proof, you are simply signing a message with the word redime and their particular signature of whichever redime, whichever dime you are rediming, and pinging them with this proof and putting it on your own dime line, right? Because that's all you need is for people to see that you are doing it, and you need for them to be able to tally these proofs, okay? Now, it's important to note that in either case, whether it's the initiator or the recipient of either a like or a redime using these ping proof functions, none of this is touching TSN blocks for either participant, right? So none of that are TSN references, and in fact, they are, I guess, in a sense, using one out of three signing, in that the initiator is posting some evidence of this like or redime on their own dime line by taking a picture of the actual TSN reference they are liking or rediming and putting it on their own dime line on their own server. So that is one out of three. It's almost like, so that's one out of three, but it's almost like one and a half, because they are doing a signature, but the initiator is doing a signature with this word like or redime of the particular reference. But one and a half in the sense that on the part of the initiator, the proof itself is not presented. The actual signature that's making this proof is not presented anywhere on their own server, but simply presented on the recipient of it in the form of a tally, which links to all these proofs or signatures. So one and a half in the sense that there is a signature for this ping proof, but not on your own server, it is on the recipient server. Now, in the case of these dime replies and dime thread channels, it's excruciatingly important to note that these dime reply thread channels are using two out of three, conclusively that is what they're doing, two out of three aspects of TSN signing, in that you are producing a digital signature and you are publishing it on your own valid account on your server, right? And so by using one or one and a half signing in the last scenario and two out of three signing in this dime reply scenario, what we are doing is saving space in blocks. And this is all important stuff because we have to keep the big picture in mind, which is that in order to replace centralized traditional dinosaur social media, there's no feed. You don't have your own feed on a Twitter server or a YouTube server or anything else, right? That's the big thing here to note, is you have your own server which represents your own feed. So space is kind of important. You want to keep track of that because it can add up quick. And this segues us into our next important topic, which is one of the main reasons for doing this one, is clarifying this with regard to dime reply threads and thread channels. And you'll see an example of this if you currently check out the how we're testing these dime reply thread channels and figuring out how they're displayed in practice between my own server, bdzjoe.com, LTCJoe, and J, point J, right? Point LTCJoe, point BTCJoe. We've done a few of these thread channels and replies to replies and so forth. And this is where the questions have arise from these actualies, right? And so keep cool, guys. I'm gonna explain that all. I have already touched on it, but we're gonna do a better job. The main problem was recreating these threads that exist on social media, which are centralized database which manages these various replies and replies to replies and so forth in one place, so it's easy for them. It's a bit more complicated when you're dealing with everyone having their own server feed, and so that's how this solution, which is very elegant, arised, which uses a lightning-like approach in the sense that you are basically creating these states of different thread channels which are continually updated by both their various participants but not published to their own blocks, which is why they are not TSN references. As I said, they are two out of three signing. So we're saving space in our blocks, and the key is we're also selectively saving space on our own servers, which represent our own feeds, right? So what do I mean? What do I mean? Well, check out this back and forth that has occurred between me, LTC Joe, Jay, etc. The three of us have created these thread channels where we've replied to each other, and in some cases replied to replies of ourselves and others to illustrate these concepts in practice. And so what people could not grasp or didn't want to grasp or were incapable of grasping is that the only scenario in which you must, keyword must, publish other people's replies on your own server is when you reply to them, because in doing so, you are replying to a reply which eventually, up the chain of replies, leads to a TSN reference. And so this state is cryptographically created, but the whole point is it's two out of three. So if you're going to reply to any point in a chain of replies, it's only makes perfect logical sense that you would display the preceding chain of replies that led to this response of yours. And obviously it's your own response and it's using two out of three, so it goes on your own server. So people were wondering why, in some cases, in this illustrative example, everyone involved in these thread channels were not posting everyone else's replies. And it's really a key concept to understand. The only case in which you must post these replies, must, keyword, not cannot, but not that you don't have the ability to do so, and not that you will not, but you, the only case in which you must post any, another person's reply is if you are replying to it, because you need to present the preceding chain state of replies, which is all built into your signature, right, to ensure the cryptographic verifiability of it all. But further, and this is important also, is at any point in time, you could turn this chain state into, with your most current response, a TSN reference, right? If, as long as you put it in your block and then you label the signature URL correctly and you're following all the other rules establishing the time and so forth, that's what's kind of cool, is at any point in time, the most recent reply initiator can turn his reply into an actual TSN reference, and that page, which has all the preceding chain of replies, is the whole chain exists on that page, but nonetheless the page is for and URL is labeled according to that most recent TSN reference, is what it becomes, because it's going to be go in your block. Now, the reason this is important and quite intentional, it's not a mistake, is because you have to be wary of space on your own server. It's not that it's everyone who replies to you, you're going to be aware of, because they have to ping you over, you're getting a notification in the form of a ping, right? So you're aware of it. Further, their reply, it's, you're not preventing anyone from doing so. Their reply exists on their own server. But if you compare it to Twitter, if you have a popular account or a popular tweet from a popular account, you don't need to see, like, this is like a flaw on the part of Twitter, is that you don't need to see 10,000 replies to this thing. You absolutely need to see when the person who made it replies to one of those replies, thus acknowledging the importance of it, and then you probably want to see more. So then it becomes up to the person who's managing their own server to use their own discretion of how much and what type of trade-off they want to do with posting these replies. Now, I'm going to be posting LTC Joe, BTC Joe's replies to my thread channel, and in general, pretty much all of them, but I wanted to make a point intentionally that you're not breaking what's going to be the rules of the Dime directory, and it needs to be formatted that way. It has to be, because otherwise you become susceptible to the potential vulnerability of spam attacks, where people can just send you thousands of replies and waste space on your server. Again, your server, you're creating your own feed. It's not, you can't, you're not wasting Twitter's space, you're wasting your own. So with that said, there's going to be plenty of posting of replies which you don't necessarily reply to. And as we said, it exists on their own things, right? Like, you want, if it's someone who's following you, or even if they're not, if it's something relevant, or maybe you want to just institute your own thing where it's like, I'm going to post the first 20 replies that I may not necessarily reply to, and then I'm going to be more selective about it. That can and will be done, but if you started out with the premise that you're going to list every single reply, you're opening yourself up to huge vulnerability. So why not get the best of, like, so why would you ever make such a rule? Instead, You leave it up to the server, the person who's running the server, and obviously, as I explained, they have to post ones that they reply to, and obviously, individual replies of others are shown on their own server. So it's not like saying you can't reply to a certain thing. You, of course, can, but the point is, people will find that right balance, in what they're going to list. But if you did it the other way, then you're opening yourself up to attack, and not even for any good reason. It doesn't help to show 10 million replies, being hyperbolic to illustrate the point, to any given reference. So that's that. Now, with regards to updating your like tallies, right, and redimes tallies, it's a bit similar and it's a bit different. I mean, it's different in that I can create, as a person with a TSN account, which has its own cost, right? I can create 100 or 1,000 replies to anyone's reference or reply. So that's more spam-like than I can only create one like or redime for a particular reply or reference because you can't make the same signature twice, you see? Because if you put the word like with a certain signature and you sign it, it produces your own signature. You can't just make 100 or 1,000 or million variations of that same thing. So compare that to replying to a certain signature. You can do that, you see? So maybe it makes more sense that you should tally every single like you get and every single redime. Maybe, I don't know, but I think it makes sense that you should, but again, I don't think it has to be a rule. Like, maybe you don't even want to have likes. Maybe that's what this is the advantage. Like, anyone has their own server, so they could do things differently. Now, if you make certain rules for that directory and everyone agrees to those rules, then everyone agrees to them, and that's why, like everything else, you start more conservatively and you only add rules that prevent problems or that need to be there, right? So I don't think it's a rule that you have to even have likes. It just shows you how to do it, and it's in your interest to show them all. Like, why wouldn't you want to show how popular the likes and redimes were on your thing? Now, it's a similar thing with proofs and, because you got to store, you as the recipient, you got to store them so you can see how that evolves and, make your own rules to it, so to speak. And I don't know, maybe you just put the number and you have them, but you don't link to the tally, and then it's like someone says, well, that's bullshit, you didn't have 1,000 likes, and then it's like, all right, well, I'll send you the proof and you can go through it. Like, I didn't post the proof on my server, but I literally have. Then you can kind of call bullshit and all that. But what you know is, if you are including the tallies, then the proofs are the proofs. That's verifiable. So these are sort of additive things. We didn't have fucking cryptographically verifiable likes and redimes a week ago. So that's why I wanted to do this one, to further explain to the actualies who got their panties in a bunch. And it's okay, I get it. I have a lot of similar reactions to things, but it's how you manage them, right? So I was gonna get into the other stuff. Either I'll do a part two, or we'll save that for another day. Peace.